USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Haiti is on edge as conspiracy theories about the president's assassination fill the vacuum. CNN's Matt Rivers is in Port-au-Prince.
This audio recording that CNN has not been able to independently verify allegedly captures the moment when the assassins gained access to the private presidential residence the night of the attack. Officials say the men posed as U.S. Drug Enforcement agents to get in. As police clean up the scene of a shootout they had with some of the assassins, all that remains, burned out cars, bullet holes, and bloodstains.
A Confederate monument that helped spark a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, has been hoisted off its stone pedestal. Work to remove the statue of General Robert E. Lee began early Saturday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Miami-Dade County Courthouse will begin undergoing repairs immediately after a review prompted by the deadly collapse of a nearby condominium building found that safety concerns exist within the courthouse, officials said. A joint statement from multiple leaders released late Friday said an engineer's report recommended floors 16 and above be closed to staff at the courthouse. The leaders decided all courthouse employees would go back to working from home. CNN spoke with rescue worker Battalion Chief Nicole Knott about the search for survivors. She was asked what it's like to keep digging for survivors.
I feel like I'm physically digging, but I'm also emotionally digging for more strength to continue. I bring back into mind the families and friends.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The death toll to the collapse of a Miami-area condo building rose to 79 on Friday, a number the mayor called heartbreaking. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said taking care of the mental health and well-being of the first responders is a priority. He said it is critical that the first responders communicate with each other. First responders were not able to find survivors after the first day.
You know, the fact that we did not get an alert on a canine, a sensor trip for sound, and any visual utilizing our cameras, the last known alert that we received was the initial hours the day of the collapse.
To that end, Mayor Levine Cava said officials have added peer support personnel at the fire stations. The COVID vaccine saved lives. A new study backs that claim and tells us just how many lives it saved. Here's Mike Fortier.
Researchers at the Yale School of Public Health find the vaccine saved up to 279,000 lives in the U.S. The study released this week also finds vaccines prevented over 1 million people from being hospitalized. The study's lead author warns, though, that the danger is not over and now is not the time to let down our guard. Researchers warn the gains we have made against the virus could be swiftly reversed by the Delta variant, which they say has the potential to unleash a surge of new cases among the millions who remain unvaccinated. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.